Yes, good evening and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and I'm with you until 6pm playing you some of the greatest tunes and some of the funny songs from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Liora from Israel.
Hi, my name is Jan Johansson and I'm from Sweden.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hi, this is Linda Martin and I'm from Ireland. And this is my song, Why Me? Enjoy it.
Linda Martin representing Ireland at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest with Why Me? And winning, of course. And beating Michael Ball into second place with One Step at a Time for the United Kingdom. And he famously said after the 1992 contest that he wouldn't do Eurovision again because it was like sticking needles into his eyes. But since then, he's been a bit more softer to it, thankfully. times have changed. But Michael Ball was so close, and coming second, that's nothing to be afraid about. But on that occasion, it was the 13th time that the United Kingdom came second. So, yeah. And we came second in 1993 after that. And also in 1998, so you couldn't make it up, could you really? Never mind. But 1992, what a great contest. And I'm going to play you another song from the 1992 contest in just a few moments. But I would like to welcome you to Forest FM and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, this is where we showcase the Eurovision Song Contest from the past, present and the current day. I'll keep you updated with what's going on in the world of Eurovision. Coming up soon, in the next couple of weeks, we've got Junior Eurovision and all of the songs have been entered and announced for Junior Eurovision 2020, which is obviously going to have a different feel because of COVID-19. So I will keep you abreast of what's going on with that, but all of the songs have been confirmed. So actually, what I will do, why not, is I'll showcase you all 12 songs in a short recap, so don't worry about that. I try and not to do Junior Eurovision so much here, because I could imagine children singing isn't for everybody's ears, and that's what I've learned since becoming a radio host, radio presenter, and certainly being a Eurovision fan. There is some in somewhat a big divide, but this Junior Eurovision is going to be instrumental in how next year's Eurovision Song Contest is going to play out. It's definitely going to happen next year, there is no doubt about it. The European Broadcasting Union and Avros Tros, the Dutch broadcaster, have confirmed that it's definitely happening, even if it is ends up being some type of a satellite show where in each individual country they'll put on a performance, so something like that. But it's definitely going to be happening, of course, so we'll stay glued with that. We've also got requests coming up later. We've got Richard in Ferndown, and I'll check if I've got any more in a little bit. But also we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, the best of the rest, and live and kicking. So, as promised, I will play you another song from the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, and I'm going to play you the song that came 17th. Yes, it came 17th with 26 points. This is a really sweet song, and I'm just going to read you the lyrics in English to you. They were sung in a different language, so just bear that in mind. In the chorus, it says, "I picked you, bit into you, and put you in my basket. You laughed and made my head spin. Come here, I'm thirsty. I want your freshwater love." Yeah. Gushing, isn't it? Yes. And so here we go. Here is Dina representing Portugal in 1992 with this incredibly loving, sweet song, Amor do Refresca, which means fresh water love. Portugal, 1992.
Deixa perfil sumarento e agreste. Foi a certeza que eras tu. O meu doce diva e nós sobre a mesa. O amor de morango e caju. Peguei, brinquei, meti-te na cesta. Ris e das-me a volta à cabeça. Vem cá, tenho sede. Quero o teu amor de água.
Yeah.
Morena, and that is Motor 2008 with the song Vodka, where Motor are clearly trying to get some Eastern European votes by saying Nastavie, which is cheers in Russian. Yes. And mentioning a random park, which is an amusement park in Moscow, called Gorky Park. I always wondered what that was all about. The Maltese national final in 2008 was a rather bizarre moment in Eurovision history, as it kicked out legendary singers like Fabrizio Fagnello and Mary Spiteri. Mary Spiteri had two songs in there called My Last Encore and If You Believe. And actually, they were really underwhelming, which is a real sad shame, because she's legendary with Little Child, which is the name of her song at the 1992 Eurovision for Malta, coming third and giving Malta's best result until they ended up coming third again in 1998 and then coming second in 2002 with Ira Losko in Seventh Wonder. Yes, but cheeky old little Malta, I do hope that they do win the Eurovision Song Contest at some point. They haven't won yet and they've came second twice. So they need to sort that out. Yes, and I'm sure you will do, guys and gals. Right, now let's move on to a song which is a little bit similar to the Maltese 2008 entry where it was on about vodka. No, it's nothing to do with alcohol, but it's basically trying to sort of rally people together to vote for it and to show, you know, love and harmony in this retrospect. And this is a request from Richard in Ferndown. Richard, hello. And you've requested the British entry. Yes, the UK entry from 1990. And yes, this certainly was a bit of a, in inverted commas, peace song, I guess. But it was fine. It was fine. But very, very cheesy. 15-year-old Emma Booth from Bridgend in Wales. Yes, represented the United Kingdom. She came a very respectable sixth place. She did incredibly, incredibly well. So, Richard, your request. Thank you very much for getting in touch. It's been a little while. And here is Emma with Give It a Little Love Back to the World, the United Kingdom, 1990.
Give a little love back.
The big finish there for Emma and the United Kingdom in 1990. Get a little love back to the world from Zagreb. Yes, the contest there, which was eventually won by Italy with Toto Cotugno in CMA 1992. Yes, we all know how that turned out the following year. Anyways, time to move on. And before we have Rob's random request, I wish to play you the Italian version of France's Eurovision entry in 2003, sung by Luisa Balesch, who is, I think, at least half Italian. She had the song which came 8th with 18th with 19 points, Mon Merre, the moon and the stars, Mon e Merve. The Italian version is called Pipala di Noi, which technically means to talk about us. But it's the same type of light. But sometimes when direct translations, they don't generally work. This is just beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Here is the Italian version of France 2003. Here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. The Italian version of Luisa Balesch with Mon Mare. The Italian version was called Pipala di Noi. Oh, beautiful song, beautiful song. Right, in just a few moments, I will give you a pre-recorded Rob's random request because, would you believe it, Rob's gone out shopping. Can you believe it? The cheek of it. So we did it a little bit earlier on. Okay, so just be aware of that. Okay, so now let's play this amazing song, which was the UK entry in 2014. Yes, gotta play it, gotta play it. This was one of the pre-contest favourites, would you believe? But the performance and the way that Molly was dressed, oh, I wasn't too keen on that. It was just, it didn't work out well. But the song was there. Yeah, if she had the same performance that she did on the preview red button thing when we got shown what our entry was going to be on that night, she knew Molly would have kicked butt, but never mind, it is what it is. So Molly smitten down is with Children of the Universe, United Kingdom, 2014. Coming up next, Rob's Random Request.
I've been tired of this thinking, so I've drowned it out by drinking. Tastes like a bitter pill, but I'll just wash it down with the taste of something sweet that some doctor gave me now. And this is a madness, I'm not giving in. We're shining like diamonds, with fire in our bones. Standing beside you, I'm the feeling that I'll never.
Welcome back, and it's I've got Rob here with me. Hi, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Morning, how are you? Afternoon.
Oh, morning, afternoon, good evening.
Yeah.
Welcome to Forest FM.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenue. Yeah, so how has your week been? All right?
Yeah, quiet.
There's not much you can do during lockdown.
No, really? Working. All I've done, I think the furthest I've been away from home is about 2 kilometres when I went for a run. 3 kilometres. I did a 6 kilometre run in circles. So what does that mean? I probably went 3 kilometres there. And 3 kilometres. So not very far, really. Like, I have been to get the windscreen fixed. I'll tell a lie, and that was in Portsmouth.
Oh, yes.
So that was about a few miles away.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad, was it? Obviously, during lockdown, so it's still... Well, probably in the future, we're all going to be here at my house doing the show anyway.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So we're down in Fareham. Obviously, we love Verwood very much.
We do. We just beautiful place.
Yes, it is. The Eberlake Industrial Estate.
Yes.
Wonderful. Anyways. So it's now time for us to do something completely random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
This is the part of the show where I have 2 hats full of years. Well, no, 1 hat full of years and 1 hat full of countries. And I mix and match. So the years go from 1956 to the present day. And the countries go from Andorra to Yugoslavia.
Yes, oh, Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia, which no longer exists anymore. But it's still here in our hearts, kind of.
And Albania is too.
Yeah. Oh, Albania's before Andorra. Sorry, that's true. Yes, A-L-A-N. Yes, My bad. Hey, sorry, Albania.
It's only because you corrected me, like.
Oh, did I?
Because I used to say the same thing, and I realised. Oh yeah, A L and A N.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I have a year in my fingertips as we speak, which is 1972.
Oh, 1972. Okay.
So going back a wee while.
No, that was the contest in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh.
Right.
And that was won by Luxembourg, which was Vicky Leander Ross.
Maybe I'll pick
Après
Luxembourg.
Toi.
Okay, well, let's see what I picked.
Oh, God, what country?
Australia! The newest one to enter the country.
A couple of the members of the New Seekers represented the UK that year were from Australia, I believe.
Does that count then? So. Turkey?
No, they debuted 1975.
Oh, nearly,
so
right.
Close.
Third time lucky. Poland?
No. 1994.
Okay, fourth time lucky. Oh, Sweden.
Oh, yes, we can do Sweden, Rob. Can you believe it? We can do Sweden. And Sweden's entry in 1972 was from a group called Family Four. Yes, Family Four. I'm sure it was Family Four. I'm having a quick Google because I'm terrible, aren't I?
Always gets them wrong.
I don't always, do I? That's rude. Yeah, Family Four with Harlinger, Som, and Dag.
There you go, good pronunciations.
Which came 13th with 75 points. Obviously, the points back then were a bit odd. Anyway, so basically, Harlinger, Som, and Dag, which means lovely summer day.
Wonderful, as it isn't today.
No.
Wind and rain.
Basically, the song is about a lovely summer day, with the band describing a beautiful day of summer, which inspires people to make ballads and songs.
Wonderful.
Oh, how
enjoy, everyone. Enjoy.
And Rob's random request is...
Sweden, 1972.
Yay, here is Family Four. So not Family of Four, it's Family Four. And Harlinger, Som, and Dag. Lovely summer day.
Sommar.
Family Four, Sweden, 1972, Harlinga Som Dag. And that won Melody Festival in 1972. The following year, in 1973, a four-piece group called Agneta, Anna Frid, Bjorn and Benny tried to represent Sweden in 1973 with Ring Ring. Yes, they would end up being ABBA. And they ended up coming third in Melody Festival in 1973, would you believe? The one that ended up winning that contest and ended up going to Luxembourg was the group Malta original with a song called Your Summer, or the Swedish pronunciation. Oh my goodness me, I'm going to try. Sommaren som aldrig sig ner nej. Which basically means your summer, apparently. I don't think it does, really. But that was the English translation. And they ended up singing it in English. And it had the very famous lyric in it. Your breasts are like swallows and nesting. I am not kidding. I might end up having to play that for you later just to show that I'm not making it up. It's awkward. Oh, dear. And that was the year Cliff Richard was in with Power to All Our Friends, remember? Right, anyways, time to move swiftly on. It's time to keep you updated.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, as we all know, the Eurovision Song Contest 2021 will take place, and it will be taking place in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And the Dutch government have tentatively agreed to a trial of large live events. And the project will see if it's possible to host events with larger audience to minimise coronavirus transmission. But Dutch broadcaster NOS reports that the State Secretary of Economic Affairs and Climate has tentatively approved the trials, but only in regions in the Netherlands where the COVID risk is at level 1. However, currently all regions of the Netherlands are either at level 3 or level 4. And when the right conditions are met, there are plans to hold a test music concert in the Amsterdam venue of the Ziggo Dome. Organisers are aiming to begin in January. And it's possible that they may have 5 different bubbles in smaller sections of the Rotterdam Ahoy arena where Eurovision will be participating. So for more news on that, stay tuned for the Eurovision Showcase. The entrance to Estonia's Estlaul 2021 have been announced. It includes Tanja, who represented Estonia in 2014 with the song Amazing. Also, Juri Portsmon is there, who represented Estonia in 2016. Koitume returns as a singer-songwriter, as a songwriter, and also does Uku, who represented Estonia, was meant to do it at this year's contest in 2020. Also to mention, Eurovision veteran from 1996, Ivo Lina, who represented Estonia, will be making his 6th appearance at the Estonian National Final, his next 6th appearance, excuse me, and this time he'll be performing with his son, Robert Lina. And finally, British commentator Graham Norton has confirmed that he is going to be leaving BBC Radio 2, but he will continue to host the Eurovision Song Contest, his weekly chats show, and guest appearing on RuPaul's Drag Race United Kingdom.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uritutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Tutto sírtam, pedig engem eltörtél. Vártam, hogy a nap többé nem kell majd fel, de hajnal lett újra, és indulnom kell. Szerelem még húz, szerelem még válsz, szerelem vagyunk, szerelem hajász. Hol vagy, hol nem, a szívemben még nincsen csend. Szerelem még húz, szerelem még válsz. Most bánatra
Hungary, 2011 there, coming 22nd with 53 points. Didn't deserve it. Somebody deserves so much more. Katy Wolf there with Severem Mirt Mus, which means love why you pass. Yes, I hope so. And I've got to say a big shout out and a very yuesh there to Catalin, who I work with at Blue Star Buses in Southampton. So, Catalin, hello to you. Lovely to know that you're listening in. And thank you very much for your very kind, sweet words about my knowledge about the Eurovision Song Contest. It's quite scary, isn't it, really? It's good for house parties and that type of thing. and sometimes a pub quiz, I must admit. But thank you very much. And that was dedicated to you, of course. It's one of my favourite Hungarian Eurovision songs, even though there's been quite a few, which I've loved too. So just to point that out. Right, as promised, it's time to recap all entries for this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2020 in Warsaw, Poland. This is Russia, My New Day from Sofia Kesova. This is the Ukraine, Oleksandr Balabanov with Vidikrayvay, which means open up. This is Malta, Chasing Sunsets, Chanel Monksingunu. Serbia, Heartbeat by Peter Anic. But you hear me deep inside of you, pounding on your rhythm. We are moving to Kazakhstan, Forever, Karakad Banashnova. Georgia, You Are Not Alone from Sandra Gadriela. Germany, Stronger With You, Susan. Belarus, Aliens, Arena. The Netherlands, Best Friends with Unity. France, Je m'agis from Valentina. Poland, I'll Be Standing by Ala Trzecic. And finally, Spain, Palante by Solea. Yes, and those are all of the entries of this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest, which will be taking place in Warsaw, Poland, obviously the capital of Poland. And it will be taking place on February the 29th. Yes, it will be a Sunday afternoon here in the United Kingdom. Now, it is time for the best of the rest. And Best of the Rest basically is a part of the Eurovision showcase where I showcase a song from a national final, which you wouldn't even believe to have got to Eurovision. And somehow it didn't. Or I'll be showcasing a song which I think should have gone to Eurovision instead of the actual entrance. So On this occasion, it certainly is of the latter. I've got a song which came second in the Austrian national final in 2012, and unbelievably, it didn't go to Baku in Azerbaijan for the contest there in 2012. The group Traksishas got there. So that was shocking. But this amazing person ended up winning Eurovision for Austria 2 years later in 2014. Yes. For this week's Best of the Rest, here is Conchita Wurst with That's What I Am from Austria's national final in 2012.
That's what I am. That's what I always be. I don't wanna be silent, 'cause this is my destiny. You can take your eyes off me, 'cause I'm different and my mind is free. You would want to love me, but will that ever be? Words I follow when said while you follow someone else's rules that I foreshadow. Fools, that's what I.
Amazing, Conchita Wurst, That's What I Am. Okay, and now to head over to Malta's national final in 2018, another part of Best of the Rest. This should have gone to Lisbon. It's amazing. Richard and Joe, father and son. Here we are. This is Song for Dad.
Conversations will get a bit loud, but it's the passion that entertains the crowd. At the end of the day, it's this blood through my veins. When it's hard, when it rains, you're around. Time has shown every day that goes by, you're the one on which I can rely. If you need me, come knock on my door. When it's time, when the love is not hard to come by.
night, be it day, you're never far. Life is good when you're holding my hand, and this music you've helped me find the sound. Looking back through the years that go by, time will fly when we'll sure have 'em fun. If you need me, come knock on my door.
This week's live and kicking and final song of this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase comes from the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. This song came sixth, actually. Yes, and here is the amazing Caroline Kruger representing Norway with the song Val vår jord, which means in English, for our earth. This is Norway 1988, live from the 88 Eurovision in Dublin, Ireland, in the RDS.
Bye.
Caroline Kruger there with Var for Your, which means For Our Earth. That's Norway 1988, live from the RDS Simmons Court Pavilion in Dublin, Ireland. Yes, the contest where Celine Dion ended up winning. Well, I apologise, she actually came fifth rather than sixth, which I mentioned before the song. So apologies to any Norwegian fans there. I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. when I make sure I get my stats correct. So take care of yourself. See you next Sunday, 5 p.m, Forest FM. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get your requests in. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobi denja, gok nacht, adios. See you very soon. Toodaloo!